The president has acknowledged for the first time that he is under investigation by a tweet, a series of tweets, actually. Let's get right to this with Jay Sekulow, who's the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. You see him regularly on Sean Hannity's show, on Fox News, and all over the place. He's a member of President Trump's legal team, and he joins us on our guest line. Jay, it's great to have you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. The president tweeted, "I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Witch hunt." This is going to be a whole news cycle today about this tweet. What's sure. your immediate response to what the president said?
In full disclosure, of course, I'm one of the lawyers for the president on this case. So
sure, I know.
But if you look at what of course, it was a tweet, so that there's, let me give you some more context. The president of the United States received a long, detailed letter from both Jeff Sessions and then from the Deputy Attorney General, so from the Department of Justice, stating that they had lost confidence in James Comey's ability to lead the department, and they recommended to him his removal as the director of the FBI. The president, upon that advice, which is how these work with branches of government, as you know, said, and I'll be very clear here, took the advice of his Department of Justice and then terminated the employment, if you want to call it that, but remove James Comey as the FBI director. Now, what the president is talking about is this. There are all these reports swirling around about all these leaks, that there's now an investigation as to the president regarding the firing of James Comey, and is that a now part of an obstruction of justice case? Here's the fact. I mean, I want everyone that's listening to understand the facts, because when you listen to facts, you realize how absurd this theory of the case would be. So this is the theory of the case. So the president receives a long, detailed letter from the Department of Justice saying they're seeking the removal of Director Comey. That department is now supposedly supervising a reported investigation of the president for doing what they recommended the president to do.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
So if the leaks are correct, the president is being investigated for firing the FBI director by the people who told him to fire the FBI director.
Right. And then he points that out on Twitter, and the world goes crazy.
Yes. But it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That's why I think the constitutional underpinning of the special counsel is so suspect here.